Emily Jansen sighed in relief. The long flight was nearing an end. Morning sunlight streamed through the windows of the airplane. In her lap, little Sarah squinted in the unaccustomed brightness as she noisily sucked the last of her bottle and pushed it away with tiny fists. "That was good, wasn't it?" Emily said. "Okay, up we go." She raised the infant onto her shoulder, began to pat her back. The baby gave a gurgling belch, and her body relaxed. In the next seat, Tim Jansen yawned and rubbed his eyes. He had slept through the night, all the way from Hong Kong. Emily never slept on planes. She was too nervous. "Morning," Tim said, looking at his watch. "Just a couple of hours more, hon. Any sign of breakfast?" "Not yet," Emily said, shaking her head. They had taken Trans-Pacific Airlines, a charter from Hong Kong. The money they saved would be useful when they set up housekeeping at the University of Colorado, where Tim was going to be an assistant professor. The flight had been pleasant enough. They were in the front of the plane, but the stewardesses seemed disorganized, the meals coming at odd times. Emily had turned down dinner because Tim was asleep, and she couldn't eat with Sarah sleeping in her lap. And even now, Emily was surprised by the casual behavior of the crew. They left the cockpit door open during the flight. She knew Asian crews often did that, but it still struck her as inappropriate. Too informal, too relaxed. The pilots strolled around the plane at night, kibitzing with the stewardesses. One was leaving right now, walking to the back of the plane. Of course, they were probably stretching their legs. Stay alert, all of that. And certainly the fact that the crew was Chinese didn't trouble her. After a year in China, she admired the efficiency and attention to detail of the Chinese. But somehow the whole flight just made her nervous. Emily put Sarah back down in her lap. The baby stared at Tim and beamed.